Another wrench in the complex efforts to end the conflict in Syria. The US is planning to stay in Syria for decades. That's according to Washington's main ally in the war, Syria's Kurdish fighters, known as the YPG. They say the US military will remain in northern Syria long after Daesh is defeated. Meanwhile, a spokesman for a coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters says the US is considering building a base with a military airport, even though there are reports of multiple bases already built. But international law is not on the side of Washington, as it has deployed troops to the Syrian territory without the consent of the government in Damascus. Thus, the troop deployment is considered as occupation, which is in violation of international law. The US hints that all its efforts aim to restore stability to the Middle East by fighting Daesh. But many think the US intervention in Syria has only worsened things in the Arab country and has destabilized the wider region.
That is what the US plan is to cause instability. You have to realize how extremely threatened the U.S. is by the China Silk Road Project, which runs right through Syria, right in the area where the U.S. wants to put its base. They're there allegedly to support the Kurds, but the real purpose here is to disrupt the China Silk Road Project. This is a tragic mistake on behalf of the USA, because the 65 countries who are going to benefit from the Silk Road Project are going to be very, very angry with them, and they're going to push back on this. The US is digging itself into an untenable situation over this.
Not only does Syria see the US military expedition as negative, but also other countries are opposed to it. Turkey, which is a traditional ally of the US, is now at loggerheads with Washington over the Trump administration expanding ties with YPG. Ankara regards YPG an offshoot of the PKK militant group, which is fighting a bloody war for an independent Kurdish region inside Turkey. Meanwhile, Turkey prefers Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to YPG and the like, though the Turkish government has intermittently called for Assad's downfall.
The US is trying to control events globally here, trying to put themselves in the center of things as a globalist. They're trying to gain control over the rest of the world. Their efforts are going to fail, and it's very, very misguided, but you have to remember that the US is not rational right now.
Syria also opposes the US assistance to the Kurdish forces, as Damascus itself has given them room to crack down on Daesh. A strong opponent of the US in this respect is Russia. Moscow is vehemently opposed to any US efforts to undermine Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity, be it through supporting YPG or by creating a permanent base in Syria.
These things are all coming to bear and putting pressure on the US system that is really quite, it's ready to collapse. And so they're trying to kick the can down the road as far as they can, and they're making some tragic strategic blunders that are going to penalize and hurt the people of the United States for decades to come.
Even if it is resolved to stay in Syria for a long period, the US is facing myriads of obstacles which are too difficult to overcome. Washington will never be able to justify its occupation of a sovereign country legally. On the ground, there is a risk of military confrontation with Russia and Syria. The US could even clash with Turkey, which has deployed a formidable force along the Syria border in reaction to the Trump regime's support for YPG. The US has created permanent bases in other countries it occupied after wars like in Japan, Afghanistan, and even Europe. But analysts believe that Syria is a different story, as it involves many powerful players, including Russia, Iran, and Turkey.